So this, there's this controversy on Twitter and around the hockey world that, Phil Kessel wasn't as enthused as he should have been when the Toronto Maple Leafs, after their victory last night, get together and salute the crowd, which is one of the fakest things that's ever been put in place with hockey.
Yeah, like, I when I first saw it, I think, was after a big playoff win or something, when it had to be something you did after every game. I don't know when.
Well, the Rangers were kind of, like, when the Rangers had the heavy Czech influence with Jágr, they were the first team that really started to do it. Although I think Kasparaitis was the guy who came up with the idea.
Like, to me,
and then teams started picking it up.
To me, it was my recollection was a thing that you would see teams do at the end of a season, at their last game, if they didn't make the playoffs or if they got knocked out of the playoffs. And then they'd sort of salute the fans. But you have, now have to salute the fans after every game or people get upset, I guess.
Well, evidently they do, as we found out this morning. What a scene, though, apparently at the Toronto practice today. You know, Randy Carlyle calls them all off as a group, which doesn't usually happen. They go in there and they meet for about 10 minutes. And I guess they're getting...
It's a massive case of overthink.
The idea of what they should say and... They said, well, it's changing up the routine. It wasn't an insult to the fans. It is an incredible, incredible overreaction, although I will say
but
I
in this market, if somebody's going to go out and say something offhand about the fans, it's going to make it a ton worse.
Well, that's why, Darren, I was talking to one PR guy this morning.
Are they not going to come?
He's trying to talk.
No, I'm challenging your dopey point. Why?
So,
are they not going to come?
XY says, just relax. It doesn't mean anything.
You know what
and
I hear?
Then,
you know
then
what
they go, well, if it doesn't mean anything, why do you do
you
it?
You know what I hear from people all the time? We don't care if Phil Kessel talks. We just want him to score goals and for the team to win. I would imagine that's probably how most fans feel. Half of them are gone out of the building anyway.
That's between not talking. That's saluting. Evidently, they care more about that.
Between the jersey tossing and now this apparent snub.
Actually, I was talking to one PR guy this morning from another team, and he was saying that he's had situations where his team has said, you know, we're annoyed at the fans about how they treated us last game. We're not going to do this celebration. And he has told his team, you do not need that aggravation.
But don't you
do it.
See, to me,
say his case point.
To me, at least it's honest.
Yes. To me, I agree with that. And, you know, we expect players to be, and fans expect players to be as passionate about their teams as they are.
Mm-hmm.
So if the players show passion by saying, screw you all after this week, it's a bad thing.
Yeah.
But the PR guy is right, Damien, in the sense that now we've created another controversy.
Like you just don't want to go there.
Yeah, but again, what are the fans in Toronto going to do? And it's been a long story here that, you know, they're going to go and cheer. I was surprised the other night in the 9-2 game when they got their first goal, the roar that went up, you know, that they were down by 8, I think, at the time.
Yeah, it's 8-0.
And it's my point of view on Leaf fans has really become the same. For the vast majority of them, they just want to win tonight. They don't worry about the 15 in a row they just lost or the fact they may not make the playoffs or the fact that they haven't won the Cup since 67. They just want to win tonight's game. And that's basically how it goes for many Leaf fans. Not all. I'm not going to talk about all Leaf fans. And some of them will be insulted, I'm sure, by the salute. Most of them doubt it.
I like the Leafs' leap a couple of years ago when they were on that big late-season charge to make the playoffs. And it was Sundin was still playing, and they gathered around the goalie, and they all started jumping up and down. Some, like, mosh pit.
Is it so when they stopped doing that, was that an insult to the fans too?
I know.
It was an insult to mosh pits.
I thought it was unfortunate when they stopped. They used to, Three Stars when I was a kid, which was a long time ago, was a big deal.
It was a big deal.
You stayed.
Yeah. You stayed. It's become a less thing, less of a big thing over the years. Mostly, I think, because now it's really obvious that it's picked by the hometown guys and they pick the hometown guys. It's not really the Three Stars of the game. But one of the things that really bothered me a couple years ago was the players used to come out and then the couple would give their sticks away. Well, now they do, except they give them some cheapo stick to give away.
That's because sticks cost $500 now.
Yeah, but I'm saying, but that's also not real. It's fake. It's
still a souvenir. It's probably autographed. What's wrong with that?
It's not. It's because the idea was, I'm giving you the stick that I use to play this great game.
Maybe after Scott Niedermayer threw a stick into the crowd in Anaheim and those people all killed each other for it, they decided that.
Or when Matt Sundin threw his stick into the stands,
and he got suspended for a game. Maybe they just decided we're not doing that anymore.
I'll be happy if they bring back the salute, but please get rid of the silly skate by the bench like Adam players and touch each other's hands.
Why you hate that?
Yeah, well, you know somebody else who hates it.
What? Trevor Linden, yeah.
Trevor Linden.
He hated it. As a matter of fact, the Canucks used to talk about how they weren't allowed to do it until he
retired. St. Louis stopped doing it last year. Please.
In Spokane, I don't know whether they still do it, the fans used to hang over the glass all the way down. Oh, the players would go down the bench and then all the way down with the fans.
And that's what my 9-year-old daughter's soccer team does after they play a game. They all run by and clap hands with all the parents, too.
Do they salute after the game with their socks in the air or something like that? Are there soccer cleats?
They're Kool-Aid.
They're Kool-Aid. Outstanding.
I don't know what, like, I'm starting to side with people on Twitter about you.
Oh, that's all right. Hang on.
60 seconds.
I was bothered by it. I'm over it now.